I'm Natasha Renault, and joining me now is local historian and vice chairman of the Friends of the Aldershot Military Museum, Paul Vickers. So it is time for the annual Aldershot Military Heritage Open Days. It's all going to be happening this weekend. So Paul, tell us what's going to be happening on Saturday.
This is the Aldershot's contribution to the National Annual Heritage Open Days weekend. And we have various events in Aldershot. And on Saturday, we have a guided tour of the Aldershot Military Cemetery, in which we shall be looking at some of the famous people in there, or some of the not so famous but who have interesting stories. So we hope to give a flavour of just a small selection of the many thousands of people who are laid to rest in the military cemetery.
It's such a fantastic place to visit. It is absolutely stunning and so peaceful there as well. But tell us some of the notable people who are buried there that we'll be seeing on the tour.
Yes, the tour will visit the graves of three Victoria Cross holders who are buried there. We shall also be seeing the graves of some of the notable airmen, the most famous of which, of course, is Samuel Franklin Cody. Some of the lesser known people that we will look at include the six sappers who in the Second World War died when they were trying to defuse an unexploded German bomb which landed on the railway lines near Hook. There were seven altogether. The sergeant survived, although he was injured, but the six sappers died in the blast. The sergeant was awarded the George Medal for his bravery. And so we will see the grave of the six sappers. And I would say many, many of the other graves in the cemetery of notable and interesting people.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic tour. And there will be more things happening on Sunday. So tell us what's in store for us then.
Yes, on Sunday, the Prince Consort's Library, which is normally only open to serving military personnel, will be open all day to any visitor who wants to see this wonderful historic building. It's open from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. People can drop in at any time during the day and see this wonderful survivor of the very early camp, being built in 1860, paid for and founded by the Prince Consort, hence the name of the Prince Consort's Library, because it was originally his personal property. Then also on Sunday morning, there is another guided walk, and this time it's around some of the historic parts of the old camp, the old military town. This will start from the car park by the corner of Princes Avenue and Queen's Avenue, and we'll walk largely through what was the old South Camp. So looking at the areas of some of the Victorian barracks and then the 60s barracks, we will go round the area of the first permanent barracks and then back down Queen's Avenue, where we can see some of the remaining historic buildings, Smith Dorrien, Major Jim, the old headquarters. There are two significant stops. One is in the Prince Consort's Library, and secondly, we will also see inside the observatory, the Alexandra Observatory in Queen's Avenue, which our good friends in the Farnham Astronomical Society are opening for us. And it's a great opportunity to see inside, again, this remarkable little gem, which still has the original telescope from 1908 in there, as donated by Patrick Alexander, which is still in full function and still used by the Farnham Astronomical Society. Although they're opening for the walk, they will keep the observatory open for a few hours into the afternoon. So if anybody who doesn't want to do the walk but wants to see the observatory, they can still go and visit and see inside. And the Farnham Astronomical Society members will explain to them how it all functions.
It's amazing to hear that all of these things are open, which aren't normally available to the public. So places are limited for some of these events. So yes. How do we pre-book?
Yes, for the Prince Consort's Library, there's no need to book. You can just drop in. But the places are limited on the tours. We have to limit numbers for various safety reasons. So if anybody wants to come on the tours, they can book in advance by telephone on 01252 621221. People want more information about any of the events of the Heritage Open Days, the website to go to is www.heritageopendays.org.uk. One other event that I should mention as well that's happening is that in the Aldershot Military Museum, there is a special exhibition called The Edge of Time, which is part of the EDGE project, which aims to engage young people in heritage. And this is an exhibition of the artwork that's been produced by some of the students who've been going round some of the historic sites in Aldershot and producing artwork inspired by what they have seen. That will be open again over the Heritage Open Days weekend. Well worth seeing.
So many things to see and do this weekend. I think we're going to be completely booked up. But Paul, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about the Aldershot Military Open Days.